أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the statement and the claim of those who have said that Ar-Rahman has a child. He has taken a child unto himself. Allah spoke of the seriousness of the statement. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains that how the different creations of Allah cannot tolerate the seriousness of this claim. Allah says the skies have almost burst while the earth has almost split and the mountains have almost collapsed into dust because of the seriousness of the statement. It is something that the creations of Allah can never tolerate. In the closing ayat of Surah Maryam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of a great ni'mah, a great bounty, and a great favor that the believers who practice acts of righteousness will enjoy in this dunya. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Indeed, verily those who have brought iman, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they have practiced الصالحات, many, many good actions of good and piety and righteousness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَيَجْعَلْ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahman, will create wood for them, love for them. That is something they will enjoy in this world. Meaning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place love in the hearts of His creation for such people. Naturally, you will find people are inclined to them, and people love them. In a hadith, it comes that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a certain servant of His, because of his loyalty, and because of his righteousness, and because of the good deed that he does, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls Jibreel alayhi salam. And Allah tells Jibreel that I love a certain servant of mine, you to love him. Jibreel alayhi salam then announces to the angels of the heavens that such and such a servant is loved by Allah, and he instructs everyone else to fall in love with this person. And like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows love for him to increase amongst the people in the world, and you will find that people love such a person. That is one of the benefits of iman and al-a'mal as-salihah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ. Ar-Rahman will create wood, love for them. People and the creation will love them. فَإِنَّمَا يَسَّرْنَاهُ بِلِسَانِكَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says that we have made the Qur'an easy through your tongue. The Qur'an, we have made it easy for others through your tongue, through the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, easy to pronounce, easy to understand, easy for people to grasp the message through the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لِتُبَشِّرَ بِهِ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Why? So that you can give the muttaqeen, the God-fearing, the Allah consciousness, the righteous, so that you can give them good news through the Qur'an. Through the Qur'an, you can tell them of Jannah. Through the Qur'an, you can tell them of the rewards of the good deeds. Through the Qur'an, you can tell them of the appreciation that they receive from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the toiling and the struggling and the hard work that they do in this dunya. So through the Qur'an, you are going to, number one, give the muttaqeen, the righteous servants, you will give them good news and bring happiness and joy to them. وَتُنْذِرَ بِهِ قَوْمًا لُبْدًا. And the obstinate people, the obstinate ones, the stubborn ones, those who do not want to accept the message of the Qur'an, through the Qur'an you will warn them. So it is a warning unto those who reject it, while it is a source of good news and glad tidings for those who accept it. وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns those who are obstinate and who disbelieve and who create mischief on the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ. You'll find that the enemy, whenever and wherever, they are always boasting of their might, and they always boast of their power, and they always boast of their resources, and whatever material strength they enjoy. This is a common feature you find amongst the enemies of Islam and those who refuse to accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the message of the Quran. So because they keep on boasting about their might and their power and their abilities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds them of previous nations and previous generations. وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and how many we have destroyed, قَبْلَهُمْ before them مِنْ قَرْنٍ. How many generations we have destroyed before them. There are so many communities and nations and forces and armies replete in the Qur'an. Every now and again in the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns them of nations who have passed, who had suffered due to their obstinacy and due to their rejection and so forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks these people, هَلْ تُحِسُّ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ. Do you even sense the presence of those people? Do you even sense their presence? You don't even sense their presence. Once Allah has destroyed them, if you look at great leaders who were considered great in their communities and amongst their people and in the world, but who are oppressive and who are obstinate and who disbelieve in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who created mischief and havoc on earth, once they have been removed from the earth, you do not even sense their presence. Allah says, هَلْ تُحِسُّ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ. Do you even sense their presence in this world? أَوْ تَسْمَعُوا لَهُمْ رِكْزًا. Do you even hear a whisper coming from them? Subhanallah. Do you even hear a faint whisper coming from them? Their mouths were very expressive when they were on earth, and they had lot to say, and every now and again they were making statements and you could hear them, and there was all this noise when they were here, speaking of their might, speaking of their power, boasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you do not even hear a whisper coming from them now. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls on them to contemplate and to ponder over those very same people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed from this earth because of the obstinacy. May Allah grant us the understanding.